on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We spend our time in Prescott. If you do have a question on home improvement, you are welcome to call it in. This is the open line hour, 1-888-767-4348. You can text 411-923 or send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. We've got a very special guest this hour, so we may answer your question off the air. It may not be a live radio interaction, but we're still happy to help you with any projects you have around your house, home, castle, or cabin. And if you're just joining us, we have Bill Otwell, the principal of Otwell Associate Architects, talking about the preservation of old homes, and in particular where he's done a lot of work, Prescott. And this Saturday, first Saturday in December, of course, that means it's the Christmas Day Parade and the courthouse lighting, and we're going to talk about the historic buildings around the courthouse. Bill, I'm just going to turn it over to you.
Okay, thanks. The courthouse and the plaza was established 1864 when President Lincoln sent the first governor's party to the territory of Arizona. They came from Ohio, and the original governor appointed by President Lincoln was John Gurley. Unfortunately, he died in Ohio before he got here. So John Goodwin was the next appointed governor. So the streets that run east-west on the plaza were named after those two original territorial governors. The streets that run north-south, Montezuma and Cortez, were named after characters in William Hickling Prescott's book, A History of the Conquest of Mexico. And William Prescott was a well-known American historian, and so the governor's party named this new community after him. That's how we got the name Prescott. They built a small brick courthouse in the center of a one-block square, like you would see in the Midwest, since that's where they came from. And then the current courthouse we have was built in 1916. It replaced the 1864 courthouse, and that's the one that we've recently restored over the last couple of years. As we go around the plaza, there's so many buildings that have different stories.
Can I ask a question? There's a lot of rumors and even a book designated to all the tunnels under the courthouse square. Is any of that true?
Not really. The true story of the, quote, tunnels, unquote, is they were basement-level shops. And as the town grew and the wooden boardwalks were replaced with concrete sidewalks, they cast the concrete sidewalks as structural slabs over the top of these basement-level shops. And you can still get into these areas that look like tunnels now, and what you'll see is, in some cases, the old storefronts that still have the names of stores and different things on gold leaf on the windows. But it's a storefront that looks at a blank wall under the sidewalk. So they were really not built as tunnels. They became tunnels as the town grew.
Okay, so back to the square. We're on the corner of Cortez and Goodwin Street. We'll start at the U.S. Postal Service.
Right. That's one of our newer buildings on the square. That's actually 1934, I believe. Federal courthouse on the top floor and post office. And then as you go across the alley, you come to the Chamber of Commerce, which was the first restoration that we completed on the courthouse plaza. And this is a building that was covered in stucco and schist rock and had been added onto many times. We stripped all that off and exposed the original tufa stone facade that goes back to the 1880s. And it was one of only three buildings that survived the fire of 1900 around the plaza. So a very significant historic building, and that's kind of that is where the preservation movement started, was with that particular building and the Chamber of Commerce willing to double their budget after I told them what I thought we should do to totally preserve it. And then as you go around the corner, you're on Whiskey Row, and most of the buildings on Whiskey Row were built in 1900 and 1901 after the fire of 1900 that, well, wiped out most of the town, actually, but certainly that entire block.
It's still Montezuma Street. When and where did it get the nickname Whiskey Row?
Well, in the teens and 20s when the Cowboys would come to town on Saturday night, from all around the neighboring ranches, there were 40 bars from the depot house down by the train depot down on Sheldon up to the Juniper house at the top of the hill. And so that was the main form of entertainment, was to start at the bottom of the row and work your way to the top.
You'd think if they were smart, they'd start at the top and work their way to the bottom.
So that's where it got its name. Saloons and bars, and the Palace is the building that kind of anchors that whole block in the middle of the street, with the Palace bar downstairs, which is now a restaurant, and then the old hotel upstairs, which is Jersey Lily's Saloon. And I've worked on most of these buildings on the row, and again, we've always tried to preserve all the original doors and windows, moldings, pressed metal ceilings. Occasionally, we get an original tile floor. A few years ago, partway down the row, there was a fire at the old birdcage, and the two businesses that were on both sides of it burned that whole structure down. The fire department was able to save the row this time, and we turned that open space where the fire was into the holiday courtyard.
Beautiful courtyard, by the way. I had no idea you had anything to do with that, setting up this interview. Y'all did a fabulous job with that.
Well, thanks. It's a great outdoor venue, and the owners, Howard and Nancy Hinson, actually own the building due south of it, which has the Grand Highland Hotel on the top floor. And oftentimes when people will schedule a wedding there in the courtyard, they'll rent the whole hotel, which is another part of the restoration that we did after the fire. And then the downstairs has been a retail jewelry shop, and those people did not renew their lease, and so we're turning the downstairs into an indoor meeting facility to complement the outdoor courtyard when we may get an occasional rain or something. So that's actually, those plans are in the building department right now, so have it ready for the summer for the State Preservation Conference.
And the Grand Highland Hotel is only one of two hotels on the courthouse square itself.
Right. Down at the north end intersection of Gurley and Montezuma is the St. Michael Hotel, and they've got a great ground floor bistro and coffee shop and a lot of shops, kind of a little mini mall and underneath there. And then, of course, the hotel rooms up above. That one has also been restored over the years. And then across the street from that, on the other side of Gurley, is the Wilson Block, which is one of these incredible projects that over the years it had been stuccoed, and then it was covered with aluminum siding, and we took all that off, restored all the original windows, and that is just a fantastic building to see what was just an aluminum box come back to life with all the scale and proportion of the original windows and all the daylighting that brings into that building now.
And you call that the Wilson Block?
That is the historic name. Then along, you know, all these streets, of course, look right onto the plaza. Along Gurley Street, we have the Bashford Building and a number of different historic buildings, most of which have been restored. We only have a couple that still need some work. And of course, they are full of businesses, a Prescott Brewing Company, and a
Lone Spur Cafe. You can't leave them out. Incredible place to have a meal.
Yeah. And then the bank building is on the corner. And then, so when you get to the corner of Gurley and Cortez, you have three bank buildings on the three corners. And then the Masonic Building north of that, and then the end of Cortez, two blocks down, is Murphy's Restaurant and the train depot, which we restored quite a few years ago. It's a 1908, one of the first poured concrete buildings in Arizona. And then working around back to where we started is the Knights of Pythias Building, and they were a group similar to the Elks Club, where they built it was the first skyscraper in Arizona, 73 feet tall, three very tall stories with an art gallery on the ground floor, a second floor is offices, and the third floor is a meeting room, which is the way the Knights of Pythias originally set it up, where they had their space on the top floor, and they leased out the rest of the space to offices and retail.
And this has all been just around the courthouse square. I mean, every block beyond this, and in some directions several blocks, the number of historic sites that can be seen are extremely numerous. We were doing the research, and it said something to the extent of 800 homes in Prescott, or 800 structures are on the historic registry. And I'd say you'd probably be close to 10% of them are within this two or three blocks right here.
Yeah, that's true. For example, if you head east on Gurley and you go up what's called Elks Hill, which when it was part of the state highway system was the steepest stretch of highway in the entire state of Arizona at 9% grade, you have the Elks Theater, which has been, we've fully restored that, the Elks Theater.
The inside of that is phenomenal. It the closest thing I've ever seen to it, and I haven't done a lot of theater touring, but it felt very much like when I went and saw the Ford Theater in D.C. at our 8th grade graduation.
Yes. It's 1903, and you know, a big part of this story that I haven't mentioned yet is we have this incredible historic photo collection at Charlotte Hall Museum, and it's probably one of the finest photo collections in any community in Arizona. And we had absolutely perfect high-resolution historic photos of what the interior of the theater looked like and the exterior marquee. So when we restored the theater, we were able to go buy that. Over the years, it had been converted into a movie theater, and a lot of the detail plaster work, the plaster elk heads and all the elaborate detailing, was gone. But we had the fantastic photos to replicate everything from. And that's pretty much been true with most of the buildings that we've restored in Prescott. The Haciampa Hotel is right across the street from the Elks. And that's another one where we had wonderful photos of patios, individual rooms, the lobby.
And I'll have you elaborate on that a little bit more. The Haciampa Hotel is near and dear to our hearts. It's where Amanda and I had our honeymoon after we got married. had a wonderful time just spending a couple days there, not even having to get in the car and drive. We just were able to walk to do everything, including a little bit of exercise and hiking through the pathways that are there. We're joined by Bill Otwell of Otwell Associates Architects, wrapping up a little segment on historic preservation here at Rosie on the House right after this.